Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey guys, and thank you for downloading today's podcast. Hopefully you're here on our listener app. If you're podcasting somewhere else, you should download the listener app. It's a great app. It's got all sorts of stuff on it.
People are going to be able to listen to us again on planes.
Oh, are they?
Well, I'm just saying that was always my podcast place. Mm. I'd get to the airport, use their free Wi-Fi and download as many as possible so that I could hear them on the planes.
It's my favourite place
to podcast.
I don't know why, but I love the comedy channel on the plane.
Yeah, they always have Jerry.
Yeah, old stand-up sketches and stuff. Yeah. It's a little.
You mean the Qantas
pleasure.
Ones where you plug in?
Yeah.
But you don't get to choose what episode. You just join in at whatever point that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still have that?
I don't know. I haven't flown for 2 years.
Because then they offered the TV channels. Because that was always big before the TV was offered at the back of the screens.
Mm.
I remember Jetstar. I don't know if Jetstar still do it. But you would get on Jetstar. Obviously, it's the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you wanted in-flight entertainment at one point, you could pay extra and they would bring you like a handset.
You can swipe your card on that airline to get so much.
I thought you were going to say a guy comes down and starts doing routine.
That would be good.
Yeah. Is there a stand-up on the flight?
Imagine if you said to people, shh, I paid for it, don't listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to go up to him. So a guy walks into a bar and the bartender says, why the long face?
But yeah, I would imagine, that the in-flight entertainment wouldn't have been getting updated over COVID.
No.
So whatever it was 2 years ago, you'd think it would still be the
same. When's the last time you got on a plane?
I went to Sydney last year.
You went to last year, yeah? And what about you?
When we got back from America in December
2019. 2019. Wow, you've been on a plane for ages.
Because we were going to go to Townsville, and then that got scuppered by a lockdown.
Yeah.
So that would have been the first time, but that's it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're all going on a flight, as you'll hear in today's podcast, to Cairns in the next few weeks for our underwater show. So that will be your first time.
No,
you've been on one recently, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been flying. Because we've just been to, I went to Melbourne, I went to The Block as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a quick trip to Adelaide.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Do you remember that?
No. I actually had a wedding in 2020 in February.
Right.
And I remember being at that wedding and it was surrounded with doctors.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is actually going to be quite a concern.
This is going to be a
and
thing.
I was like, really? And we're at the thing, and they said, yeah, so enjoy this now.
Right.
Yeah, well,
and that would have been just when the first
bad.
Few cases
Sounds like
had come out.
I do. You do remember that, don't you? Back when you're like, everyone needs to relax.
Yeah, well, I think we knew it was, but it was kind of like we were really grateful, but we never knew that masks were going to be so big then and you wouldn't be able to fly.
It is going to be interesting here in Queensland with masks because we're wearing masks now with no cases. So are they going to, once they open up borders and stuff?
I reckon we're going to do masks and we're going to be doing it for the people that are not vaccinated because we're still only 80% of single doses.
Mm.
Yeah, but
so I still think Queensland's lacking for it.
That's going to be weird though that we're wearing it for the people who aren't vaccinated because those people don't want to wear masks.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I don't think that we will ever not wear masks on planes again.
Oh, yeah?
I think that will be...
It's mandatory.
Mandatory for planes now. It'll be as common as not smoking.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
But you can take it off to eat, remember? That's like, yeah,
that
you're super,
I
just super
ate,
skill.
I just ate for 6 hours. Welcome to Perth.
I ate my nuts at a quarter of a time.
Yeah.
Just nibble those nuts.
Did you get my sunflower seeds?
Yeah, they're weird. Hey, good show though.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bit going on.
Yeah.
Mm.
As we announce our underwater
show.
Details, which are probably freaking me out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
The Tommy Little, we caught up with him.
Yep.
He's single again.
Is he?
Keeps an eye on it.
He can't hold him down, can he?
Got to keep options open.
What's
I don't
wrong
know.
With him?
I don't know. Sometimes you feel like doing that, going, hey, can we just have a little bit of a chat? Like, what is it?
Do you
get sick of them or do they get sick of you? Because he's a good looking guy.
Or does he announce too quick? You know how there's always like, I'm with this person, but it's only been a couple of months and, you know.
I don't think
out.
He did. But this is the girl that they were in lockdown together, remember?
Right. So when they could
so
get out.
So it's over a
like,
year.
Yeah. How are you so up on it?
She loves him. She keeps tabs on his relationships.
My friends are obsessed with him.
Mm.
Right.
Her friends. So I just keep an eye on him for my friends. I do the weekly Tommy
report. But it's always on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they always were like, my friend was like, oh, this girl, she's pretty perfect. And did you know she's an activist or something? I was like, oh, okay, no, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's an anti-vaxxer or something.
An activist.
I don't know what that is. And then she's like, oh, did you see the headlines? They're broken up. She does it with another guy as well. And I was like, I just get curious.
Who's the other guy?
A footballer. The next footballer that we both know. That ends up that it's friends with Scotty. So it's really quite weird. Once she walked in, she's like, what is he doing here? I'm like, Scotty's friends with him. But yeah,
Warwick Kappa.
She likes to give updates as if like, oh, there's a possibility then. But yeah, she's married with
kids. I was going to say, she's single.
No, she just likes it to be. Likes him to be there as an option.
You need a backup, don't you? You know, where the plan, you've always got to have something there. Okay, here we go. Let's get into the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It says nah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you the internet.
Yeah, the internet's got a lot to answer for, doesn't
it?
It
certainly does.
In many parts of the world. I am a shocker, though. I see something on the internet and it's like it gets burnt into my brain and I cannot get past it. I can't stop, like, you know when a song gets stuck in your head and you'll just be, like, walking along on your own and then all of a sudden you'll just start singing a song?
Earworm.
Yeah, an earworm. Earworm thing. There is a song on the internet at the moment. Some people know about it, some won't. And it's these two guys who call themselves the Island Boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're two identical twins.
Are they big on TikTok? Is this where you've seen it?
I've seen it on TikTok.
Okay, yeah.
I've seen it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I've seen it pop up on Facebook. And it's mainly funny because they're these two Cuban twins. And their hairstyles are like pineapples. They're like dreadlocks with these big sticks coming out of their head.
Right. Mm-hmm. I only just saw these guys this morning. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they sing songs and they say that they are rappers and that their company is Big Bag Entertainment.
Okay.
Okay.
And they're from South Florida. And they act as if they're like big time. They've got like 9 million followers between them. But they act like they're proper gangster rappers.
Okay. And they live in Florida with their mum?
Well, no, apparently got kicked out at home by their mum.
But they are gangster.
So, you know, they got cred.
They got cred.
And in all their videos you see them, they've always got wads of cash.
Right.
Right? But the thing is, you know that they're not actually rich. It's like they've taken out like $1,000 in cash.
Mm.
And it's just the same wad that they throw around in all their different videos and stuff. But this is them, the two of them sitting in a pool. They're all covered in tats, really skinny. They've got like the grills and everything in. It looks like they've got a mouthful of alfoil. And they sing this song. And they are dead set, without a shadow of a doubt, being serious that they are rappers, mm-hmm. and this is their song.
Because I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make. Oh, I'm an island boy. I'm just island boy. I'm going to get key white wine. You're going to keep that gun. I'll be just staring at the sun. I'm just out full gazing. I'm like, pull where I'm staying.
Now, I can't stop singing that.
Oh, God, okay.
And my wife works from home.
Nah.
So we're at the point now where I'll be at home after the show and she's in the office down the hallway and she will actually come down and be like, now I'm about to get on Zoom with a client. No Island Boy, please. Because I'll be like in the kitchen making a sandwich. Because
yeah.
I'm an island boy. I'm going to keep it like island boy. And I know that song is hideous. But it's just in there.
It's in there.
And I can't stop it.
You need to replace it, they say.
Mm.
With something. Like, you know, Christmas is coming. You like Christmas?
Yeah.
You can start the Mariah Carey coming.
Barbie Girl.
I didn't know you sing by yourself.
I'm terrible
Are
for
you?
It.
Oh, I'm not a singer.
Shocker.
Like, at all. I won't talk if I'm by myself.
No, yeah.
Don't exist.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Oh, see, you know, that's my biggest fear in life is my neighbours hearing what I'm like when I'm alone. But I'm loud.
Yeah.
So it's like, island boy. And I put the accent on.
I noticed.
I'm an island boy and I've been trying to make. Oh, I'm an island boy.
So I want to know if I'm alone or not. 13 10 60. Is there something that's just burnt in your brain that you can't get out, that unresponsively just comes out of you?
I got one, and it's actually the fault of our producer, Nat. And we stopped playing it probably about a week ago, and it just keeps on popping up into my head, and it's when we were playing Squid Game, and she came up with the song for the Squid Game.
most horrifying children's game.
Let's play a squid game, play a squid game. Are you one squid? Are you one squid? And you win the game.
I've ever seen.
Oh, the squid game.
Yeah, I'm just walking into the shop going, let's play a squid game, play a squid game. And I'm like, yeah. It's catchy. She's done well.
She has done well.
Yeah.
They're usually songs you go on.
I don't get them in my head. I'm so bad at remembering songs.
There's so much going on in there.
There's so much going on. So, and I'm just constantly surrounded by my boys that do it. So they've got the chicken wing. Chicken wing, chicken wing, hot dog and bologna, chicken macaroni, chilling with my homies.
Chicken wing, chicken wing, hot dog and bologna, chicken and macaroni, chilling with my homies. Chicken wing, chicken wing, chicken wing.
Is that a remix of it?
Oh, that's a remix of it, yeah. So they sing that all the time, so I don't need to have any songs in my head. They do
fair
it.
Play.
Yeah. Island Boys got that one out of my head, actually. So I moved on there.
Luke in Alex Hills. What's yours?
Yeah. The Island Boy. I heard it on Saturday morning. It took me till Saturday afternoon to get out of my head, and now it's going to be stuck in my head all day again.
You put it back
thanks
in, mate.
Thanks, brother.
Sorry. Do you sing it, though? Because I'm actually, it's gotten so deep into my psyche, I'm actually singing it out loud.
Oh, quietly I'll sing it, but it just gets stuck in my head on repeat, you know?
Mm. I'm so, like, it's like a bit like Crazy Frog. I reckon we might end up playing it.
Oh,
it wouldn't surprise me if it becomes a hit.
Why do some people get earworms and others don't?
I don't know. I'll look into it for you.
Because you said you've never had an earworm.
I've never had one
in your life.
Can we just say for people just listening that it's not actually an worm
in your ear?
Yeah, I don't get songs stuck in my head. Mm. I wish I did.
I sometimes get Frank Walker from National Tiles in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all I just be like, hello, out of nowhere. So it's like, what?
You could combine the two.
Hello, I'm an island boy.
Alicia, what have you got stuck in your head?
And I've seen the server right now, so everyone's going to look at me really funny, but I get that catch a vibe. That thing's stuck in my head constantly.
That's Willow
Smith's song.
Yeah, Willow Smith's new song.
Yeah.
But she said some catchy ones.
Yeah.
I just scream it at people.
I don't know what it is. You can't control it, right? It just comes out and you scream it out loud.
Yep.
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe we need checking mentally or something.
Our producers have said people high in the trait of open-mindedness are more prone to earworms.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we say about Maddie. He's just so open-minded.
Where did you find that information?
Just a bit of Dr. Google.
You are not the most open-minded.
I reckon for you it would be your attention span.
Maybe I am.
Ah, good one.
Mm.
Maybe you not being open-minded about me being open-minded is showing that you're actually closed-minded.
Wow, how trippy.
Now that's an open-minded comment.
I'm an island boy. Rebecca in Pimpama, what do you get stuck in your head?
Mine is a song that my 3-year-old daughter sings all the time, and it's a running joke in our house. My husband and I'll be laying in bed, and I'll be like, oh my God, guess what I've got stuck in my head? And he's like, stop, don't sing it. But it goes, Barramundi, Barramundi, cockatoo, cockatoo, cuddle the koala, cuddle the koala, kangaroo.
That's
cute.
Yeah.
Cute at least.
Cocomelon's got a lot.
It's the most annoying thing to have stuck in your head.
Yeah. Cocomelon's got a lot to answer for too, doesn't it, Rebecca?
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. I bloody get
Coco. We kind of banned that one in our house.
Oh, you can't help it. 13, 10, 60. Get on board.
Emily. In Wellington Point.
Can I get a hiya?
I love the throat clear.
Also, if you want to get rid of an earworm, you're supposed to listen, if it's a song, you listen to the entire song.
Yes, I've heard that.
And then your brain resets. Yeah.
Well, it feels satisfied.
It's got closure. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless it's the song that never ends.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Nothing looks worse, I think,
mm-hmm.
than someone who goes into a shop and still keeps their sunnies on. And it's only because the experience of dealing with rappers would always come into the studio and mm-hmm. I'd have to do interviews with them. And we did one together, remember? I think it was Tiny Temper. Whole interview, it was like dark room and he wore glasses, like sunnies, because he's so cool.
Yeah, right. I did an interview with Roy Orbison and he was the same. Ray Charles. Like,
but after the interview, he took them off, remember? He's like, that was great. We're like, why do it? But that was...
Cameras stopped rolling. He's like, okay, I don't have to look cool anymore.
And I felt really embarrassed because I had to do it on Friday and I had to still wear my glasses when I was at tennis practice and it was like 6:30 at night and it was dark and I still put them on. Because I went and saw my friend, who I love to bits and seen her for years. She's a beautician. I went and saw her on Friday and I said, what am I doing? Because I just go there. I don't ever know what I'm getting done. I was like, you do whatever facial you want.
Oh, she looks at you and tells you what you need.
Yeah, exactly. She does. That's she's cool. So good.
Like when you go to a panel beater, like you turn up with your card.
I was like, you know, she just books me in for 30 minutes and she does whatever I need. So she did a platelet-rich plasma facial,
okay,
which you might know as a vampire facial, but that's like copyrighted, which Kim Kardashian did.
So right. What do they do?
They take out your own blood, because she's a registered nurse, take out your own blood and they put it in some special machine, whips it all around, takes the blood component from the plasma component, and then they inject it back into your skin.
Right.
Did you know that they do this for like tennis elbow? Like it's not just for facials. Yeah. They do it to build back tissue. Like if tissue's died, they put it back in, inject it back in, or like, different ligaments. It's amazing.
Interesting.
Although I bruised like you wouldn't believe and all my eyes swelled up. So I had to wear glasses everywhere. I don't know how people that get work done, do they just not go out in public?
Yeah, I think they take days off because they're, you know, normally wealthy people.
Oh, yeah.
But also
if you get your nose done or something.
Some people want people to know.
Oh, I didn't.
You know what I mean? Like if you spent if you spend 20 grand on a new nose, you want it's like a renovation on your house, you know? Like you want you like, what do you think? You know?
So on Friday, it was a pretty warm day. I had my glasses on and a scarf on and I felt like some teenager who was wearing a turtleneck because they got a hickey in summer. You know, and you just feel like this is so weird. But it was a light scarf.
And you're a little bruised under your eyes.
I still,
under there.
I wore makeup yesterday when I did Bridge to Brisbane, so I looked like that girl, you know. Oh, really? You're doing 10Ks and you've got a full face of makeup? You go, girlfriend.
Do people look at you funny with the bruising under your eyes, though?
Well, it all swelled up. It looked like,
do they look and go, and like, are you okay? Do you,
no, no
you know
one
what
asked
I mean?
If I was okay. Maybe because at the drop of a hat, I go, oh, I had a plasma-rich facial. Do you know what they did then? Checked it back in. Scotty wasn't happy, though.
Why?
He doesn't like it when I get stuff like this done.
No?
No.
Yeah. He wants you to be el naturale.
Because he's just always fearful that I'm going to look so much younger than him.
And leave. What?
You're coming back all puffy and bruised. I don't think you'd be that worried.
Yeah.
You don't need
and
that
that's,
stuff,
that's what
though.
He said.
You don't
and
need
that's what
it.
My boys say. You don't need it.
You totally do.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Better.
Totally. I'd go tomorrow again, actually.
You know what your wife said, though? Oh, I need that.
She does not bloody need it.
Yeah, she does.
We can go together. Two for one. Woo!
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Tommy Little!
Yeah, you can see his new stand-up special, I'll See Myself Out. It's now available to watch on Amazon Prime Video. Now, we were just saying, you got a broken rib.
I've got a broken rib.
So it's, don't make you laugh?
Don't make me laugh. Don't make me cough. And please don't make me take a poo. Mm. Oh, my God.
What is pooing got to do with your ribs?
That's where I... Now I'm embarrassed. Like, am I the only one? Am I doing
it
wrong?
You need more fibre.
There's a lot of straining happening there.
Yeah. It's awful. I had a sneeze sneak up on me the other day.
Yeah.
So, because when you know it's coming, you can kind of prep yourself and lean over. But I had that one where I sprayed cologne and just all of a sudden sneezed. My legs. You remember those toys where you press a button and the legs go on the toy and they collapse in the pile? That was me. That was me.
At least you've got that. I get that, Tommy, but I just have a bad back at 34. So I sneeze, my back hurts, and that's just sad.
And what's it from? Is it from just sleeping wrong?
Yep, and sitting.
And sitting. Wow.
What's yours from? How did you break a rib?
I did it forgetting that I can't ride a dirt bike. And I they gave me a gear because we were filming it, and they gave me the Honda racing gear. And so I thought that made me a Honda dirt biker. And I went over a jump, and I couldn't do that. And so the handlebars twisted as I landed right up in the ribs. And, I've broken a rib, and I've partially collapsed my right lung. So,
they do say that. Never wear a full-faced helmet because... For some reason, you think, oh, I've got an extra piece on my helmet. Now I can do backflips. But you're only protecting a part of your jaw.
And I'm so good because I thought you were going to say never wear a full face of makeup. And I, if I'm going to crash, I want to look good.
Yeah, so that's true.
We all know I'm going out there and blush.
And at least you did it on work time, so work cover.
This is exactly right. Yes. What's the minimum amount of money you would claim on work cover?
Whatever they give me.
What's a minimum? Yeah, return trips to go to the doctor. Like everything, don't you? It's work cover. It's one of those ones we all agree we're allowed to.
Rort.
I didn't say rort. Yeah. I said use. Yeah.
No, rort's right. That's right. Okay. But I do get scared because I know there's going to be more claims in the future. And because this one, it was just an x-ray, I'm scared that somehow then I won't be covered for, you know, when I snap my leg in two places next week.
I think, Tommy, if you buy some of the no-brand Panadol from Woolies for 90 cents, you get a receipt for that and you claim that bad boy.
I'm so glad you brought it up because I just discovered Aldi. I know, I can't believe I only just discovered. So I'm having Hedonol.
Yes.
And Hedifen, which is good because it's better because it's for your head. I'm like, this makes so much more sense.
That's a fun aisle, isn't it? Like, it is so cheap. And you're like, oh, I can just get my medication here. What else can we get?
Can you get Ribadol? You'd need Ribadol.
I need Ribadol, exactly. I love how they just have stuff already on the floor. Like, you just pick it up off the ground. You're like, you guys haven't even committed to putting this on a shelf. You've just put it in a pile on the floor and we will bend down and pick it up. Great.
Do you know, Coles are trying to dabble in the Aldi middle aisle.
What, there? Like the specials?
Oh.
Yeah, I saw one at Mount Omni on the weekend. They had these, like, all these baskets out in the middle of the toiletry section with just random garden stuff. And I was like, the hell?
I need that.
Yeah.
It's weird. The idea of just grabbing your veggies and just a bag of manure. Mm. But God, it doesn't feel... I feel like that's Aldi's thing. Coles should just stay in their lane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless, of course, they are a major sponsor of your show at the moment, in which case, do whatever you want.
Amazon Prime Videos where we can see I'll See Myself Out, your new stand-up special. Where did you film this one, buddy?
This was filmed in the 12 hours of freedom that Melbourne had this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but after being locked down for almost a year, we got 12 hours of freedom and then someone sneezed out in Hoppers Crossing and we went back into lockdown for another 6 months.
Yeah.
But in that time, it was comedy festival and I performed there at a beautiful theatre here in Melbourne and we recorded it there. And so this is that.
Do you still get nervous going on stage?
Because it's easier now, you know. I used to do gigs when, they have a certain quota. If they have gambling in the pubs, they have to have live entertainment.
Yes.
That's an Australian thing. But it means they don't turn off the gambling. So no. I would do stand-up comedy in front of a screen that had the greyhounds on it, and they wouldn't turn it down. And I would get pints thrown at me and stuff. And so now it's easier.
Yeah. So anything is better for used to failure?
Anything.
Tommy, I did a gig where there was a big screen and there was an AFL match going on and the gig started at three-quarter time and they turned the AFL off.
Oh. Oh. I mean, it gets you real fight ready, doesn't it?
Oh, I barely made it out of there alive.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that rule. So in order to have gambling going, they have to say 20% of the venue will be for entertainment as well.
Yeah, they have to pump some money back into the arts.
And we're a good choice because all they need is a microphone. Like, I've done gigs on a milk crate with a microphone because they're just like, just keep the pokies going.
Well, I guess that's better. You said they've got to support the arts. Imagine someone coming out with a contemporary dance or something. It's still in the theme of it.
I'd love to see a dancer at a TAB just turning, mincing around in front of the race 7 at Dapto.
With the clientele, they'd probably get money thrown at them, so it probably wouldn't be a bad day for them. Think about it.
A conga line to the bathroom.
Hey, buddy, we'll check it out. It'll be a great one. I'll See Myself Out, available to watch Amazon Prime Video, and we can hear you again this afternoon. Carrie and Tommy driving us home. Always good to catch up, buddy.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We've had to buy some new furniture in our household and do a bit of rearranging, but at this stage I haven't been able to do it, so all the furniture is just in the hallway.
Right.
Sitting there in boxes.
Just too busy?
Nah, I don't know if I can do it. You guys didn't have it in your house because you were very clear that you only wanted one child.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You were like, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you were like thinking about it, but when you had a vasectomy, that was it, right?
Yeah, well, I could have had an extra child, but Eden was the last one born.
So you were happy with that. Oh, our youngest is a nightmare. But I didn't realise how emotional I would be when the youngest one was growing up.
Really?
Because Koa is turning 3, and when he turns 3, he's getting a big boy bed.
Yeah.
But, like, he can do it now. So he's been getting in and out of the cot by himself, and I still have the change table there that he doesn't need, and I can't get rid of it. Like, I can't pack it up. When you pack it up,
it's done.
What do you do with it? And I didn't expect that I'd be so emotional. I don't know if other people...
Have you decided... So you've decided...
Oh, I would keep going
three,
and having
three
kids.
And done?
No, I would have 10, but we started too late and we had a lot of problems with miscarriages. Right. So our space between the kids is greater than what we hoped for.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'd be able to, but it's just that the packing up. And I said to Scotty, he goes, I'll pack it up. And I went, no. He goes, what do you mean? I went, like, do you understand how emotional this is for me? And he doesn't get it. So he goes, what do you want? Do you want me to put it by your bed? No, I don't want to put it by my bed. Why would I want to put it by my bed? He goes, I don't know, so you can rock it.
Like, what? So it's a constant reminder?
I was like, what is with you? I don't know if I need him to pack it up when I'm not there.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But then I can't throw it out. I'm not giving it away.
Well, I was going to say, what are you doing with it?
I'm going to pass it on to my kids so that they can have it for their kids.
Oh, one of those.
What? Mm. I just feel really emotional to it because that's when your little baby's growing up.
Mm.
And I like having a little toddler and a little baby in the household. And that's such a big step. And there's so many people that are like, thumbs up, we are ready for it. Mm. A lot of my friends could not be happier.
Yeah.
But for me, I just think it's a sign that they're growing up and then I don't have a little baby in the house.
Yeah.
I've got three boys.
Mm-hmm. And then you won't, and you'll have three rooms to yourself that you can use.
Stop it, Stan. We're working on the cot monster, okay? Not the fact that I have all my kids leave me
and
loving their wives and girlfriends more than their mum, who is their queen.
Yeah, listen to Mr. Tuffy over
Mr.
here.
Tuffy.
Oh, the day Rory moves out, he's like... I'm all alone.
You'll be in your rocking chair just sobbing. Matt and I are waiting for that day.
Yeah. Oh, gleefully, it sounds like.
No, we're not. We're going to be there for you, dude. We're going to stroke you on your head and say, I told you so.
Well, I can come over and do that when you do the cot, if you like that.
No, I don't. I'm still going to hold on to it.
I get what you're saying, though. Yes. Because
is that real?
Baby phase is over.
I didn't cry when they went to school. Like, I'm kind of like, that sort of moment for me doesn't matter, but this is, I always knew that we wanted three.
Mm.
So we always had the baby stuff in the house. I've still got a lot of my favourite clothes, ziplocked bag.
Yeah.
Have you given away everything?
No, we've kept heaps of stuff.
Have you? Just, right.
So okay. Much stuff.
Just in case that you want to pass it on to someone else.
Well, we've even got, because Ethan, you know, like he's 19 now.
Yes.
And so every time we do some sort of cupboard clean out, we find some stuffed toy.
I think that maybe he would want to give it to his child. That's beautiful.
Esther gets them out and puts them back in his bedroom. Oh. Like, babe, he doesn't want his Spider-Man back on his bed. She goes, yeah, maybe he does. I'm like, no, he doesn't.
No, that's to ward off girlfriends.
Yeah. But, you know, and I can see from her and, like, your boys, you will always see a little boy no matter how big they get. They'll be your little
boy. I look at the mums who have their boys that are taller than them, but it's still their little boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to have to get them to on their knees so that I can still cuddle them like a little kid. It's just a moment for me. Packing up the cot is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And it's been, if I'm being honest, it's been months of him being able to climb out and me still having it there.
Let me just keep
He's
him in there.
He's toilet trained and I still have his change nappy there just in case. I still buy baby wipes. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
No, having said that...
Baby wipes are very good for cleaning up messes.
You know what? When all of our kids have moved out, I still think I'm hoping Esther's got some baby wipes in her bag.
Yeah,
because there are so many...
By that age, you'll need them for an entirely different use.
That's a good point. I'll have some on me.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Everybody says
things you can say would say in bed.
We'll get involved on 131060. What you can say in the bedroom in another scenario, because we're doing an underwater show. It's what you can say underwater as well. Andrea in Rockley, what can you say in both scenarios?
Andre.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are we?
Good.
Look, it's a bit revolting, but I think I haven't had seafood chowder before.
Andre,
it's a bit of a 6:30 a.m. laugh, guys.
Yeah, no.
And if you're not laughing, you're square.
Yeah, that's true.
What I love, Andre, was the delivery on it, you were like, it sounded like you were going to bail on it for a second.
I hesitated, yes. But then I thought, you know what, life's too short, let's get it out.
You can say that underwater too. Yes. Emma in Red Bank Plains, what can you say underwater and in the bedroom?
Oh, my God. Look at the size of that.
Some of them are huge.
Yes, and some aren't.
Some are going to eat you and some aren't.
Some can swallow you whole.
Really? Yeah, there was a guy that did that, remember?
131060 to get involved, guys. Movie tickets up for grabs. Movie like the star you are at the Dendy Cinemas Premium Lounge. Dendy.com.au for more info and to book your tickets.
And Julian in Forest Lake, what can you say in the bedroom and under the sea?
Good morning. I think it smells a bit fishy down there.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Alicia, calling in all the way from Esk. What can you say in the bedroom and under the sea?
Oh, you sound like you are under the sea. You're really a method actor there. Say it again.
Somebody get me a towel.
Yes, someone get you a towel. Absolutely.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Brittany was so wonderful. There was nobody else like her.
You cannot be a teen girl and not love Brittany in 8 Mile, Clueless. These are movies that will stand the test of time.
Brittany Murphy has died.
Media
at the age of
paparazzi
32.
Surrounded the home that she shared with her husband Simon Monjack.
What happened, Brittany Murphy, is the doco that came out on the weekend on Foxtel and Binge, and I was just fascinated to watch it because I loved Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, she was huge, wasn't she?
It was such a shock, and I think she was going to do Happy Feet. Remember, mm-hmm. She'd been the voice of that one just when she'd passed away in 2009, and there was so much secrecy, I guess, surrounding it because she was only 32 years of age. And then it was all that she died from pneumonia. And you're thinking, how is that possible for someone so wealthy? Well, the mold comes into it. But it was a real eye-opener into her fall from grace as at the hands of a guy that she loved.
Mm.
And it was just really sad, I guess, to learn the truth about him. And it came out and there were so many conspiracies from it because people were in love with her. From Clueless, that was just an iconic movie. Girl Interrupted, Eminem. She dated Ashton Kutcher as well.
Right, yes.
But they went out for some time. But they did talk about the autopsy and how she did sadly pass away.
The main cause of death, pneumonia. I put the iron deficiency anemia. She probably had her resistance lowered because of the very severe anemia. Then this pneumonia comes along and it tips the scales. If she had gotten to a hospital earlier enough, they could have possibly started treatment.
And they did a treatment where they actually, I didn't even know this, they take away the lungs, they cut them up and they put them into water and they should float and hers didn't. Meaning that
that's
how severe
fluid,
it was, yeah.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
We do a very quick and easy test to see if the lungs float in water or not. We took a section from every lobe of the lung. 3 of them sank. So this tells us we've got a severe pneumonia going on. This was not something that she just got a day or so before. She was walking around with this for some time.
You think about why she didn't go to a doctor. She was anemic. She did obviously have a lot of eating disorders. She was in Hollywood as the unattractive girl, but, you know, always the friendly girl. And then all of a sudden that one of the casting directors said she's not good enough to be leading lady.
Wow.
So then she lost so much weight. She dyed her hair and she completely changed who she was as a result. And people that worked with her said that she just said, this is what they want from me.
Right.
And then, of course, she did get leading roles. So it sort of confirmed it. So for her to be anemic, she wouldn't have been eating. And then for her to have pneumonia that you could have went to the hospital. But she was living with her husband. So her husband, Simon Monjack, who was 40 and she was 32.
Mm-hmm.
And he was no one at the time. Like no one had heard of who he was. And then it was just announced that they were married. And then when they got married, they sort of a hold up in this house that, like you said, when people went in, it had like mold. And they did a tour of the house. And you imagine someone with that much money would be living la-di-da.
Yeah. Well,
there were cleaners and everything would be flash.
Her bathroom looked like mine, where it had just had Yeah, no, but, you know, not even, it was messier, but like, you know, just the makeup just everywhere.
Right.
Bottles of all this stuff on his nightstand. It had 90 different prescription pills all different alias names, meaning they'd gone to the doctor, couldn't get it, went to another one for it. But there was the mold. But you learn about him that a lot of people didn't realise. Brittany didn't know at the time that he had two kids as well, to two different people.
Right.
So he was taking a lot of her money and then paying for them to go to private schools.
Oh, wow.
In different places.
Wow.
He had credit card fraud. He had spent time in jail before, and I don't think Brittany would have had any idea of this. But the weirdest part is, when they died, remember the mum, Brittany's mum, was still living with him?
Yeah, because she died and then he died like two weeks later?
No, it was actually 5 months.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 5 or 6 months. And they were doing the whole...
So he shacked up with her mum after?
Well, they still lived together because they lived at the time of their death. The mother lived with them.
Right.
And then the reporter went through and she got invited to a tour, and she noted that his bed was messy on both sides and commented on it. And he said, yes, in the middle of the night, Sharon comes in, so we comfort each other and cry. Really bizarre. But they were on Larry King. Now, this is the mum talking with Simon after Brittany's death. And listen to how much he controls her.
I'll say this because I know you can't. She said, Mom, I'm dying. I love you.
And Mom, I'm dying. I love you. She knew she was dying.
This was a better hour before, but...
No, baby. This was you forgotten time.
Well, the takeaway for me from that interview is Sharon yielded to Simon. And when I met them in person, it was pretty much, he was very much in control.
That's where you just realise it's a sad demise of someone who was such a fabulous actress to be wanting a man so much in her life, and you realise how much he controlled every aspect of it. And then after, even her mum tried to get some of the assets, all the money that he said that he'd spent on jewellery and all that, he had obviously just been spending on himself or sending away.
And is Brittany's mum alive now?
Yeah, she is. Mm. Yeah, she's not part of the documentary, as you can imagine.
Yeah,
surely she'll come out and speak.
You would hope so. She does live very, you know...
Reclusively.
And all this money that she would have thought that she had from Brittany was non-existent.
Right.
Well, you can see it now. It's on Binge, right?
Binge or on Foxtel.
Foxtel.
Yep.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Tragedy at Astroworld Festival. At least 8 people dead and hundreds more hurt at the Travis Scott concert.
Yeah, it was cancelled last year due to COVID, and so many people all over the world are getting excited to go back to festivals. But to end in such tragedy for so many people, Travis Scott was on stage at the time and he had to stop it. This was him.
We need somebody to help him. Somebody passed out right here. Somebody passed out right here. No, don't touch him. Don't touch him. Everybody just back up. Security, somebody help. Jump in real quick. Keep going. Just keep it this way. Somebody jump in. Come on. Security, get in there. Let's get in there.
So as the crowd surged forward, there was a lot of people that got trampled and crushed. You could see some people at the back trying to go back, guys, go back. And people were being pulled out. A guy, Chuck, who's in Houston and was at the concert. And you were actually at the crowd at the front at the time?
I was during the time of them stopping the concert, you know, to kind of aid to the people that were passed out. I didn't realize at the time, but it was actually somebody that was deceased. Getting pulled out of the crowd. You know, there was a lot of people, you know, a lot of chaos going on. A lot of people kind of didn't know what was happening at the time. And, you know, a lot of people just trying to have a good time. So, yeah.
Because that's what I mean by taking what I mean that to be rude. But I guess when you're at a concert, you may have thought that someone may have taken drugs and, had passed out or from exhaustion. You wouldn't have expected the worst, that people had actually passed away.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you're a festival goer, you kind of understand what you're getting yourself into at a certain point, right? You know that it's going to be tight. You know there's going to be a lot of people. And, you know, if you're like me, I want to get as close as possible to the front, you know, that I can. And you understand that, you know, you're going to be, you know, I'm not going to say that you understand you're not going to be able to breathe or nothing like that, but I do know that, you know, I'm going to be in a very tight situation. It's going to be very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always, I've been in a few mosh pits in my day, and it is squishy, and you know, there is an air of danger to it, but there's also that air of everyone's got each other as well, you know, like we know what we're here for, and we'll look after each other while we're doing that, you know?
I completely agree. I mean, I'm in there, you know, we're in the line, we're in the merch line, we're squeezing together, and people don't even mind. You're like, I'm sitting there, you know, shoulder to shoulder with you. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm pushing up on you. Mm. And they're like, hey, don't worry about it, I understand. So, yeah, definitely.
50,000 people were there. Was there enough security?
Honestly, no. Mm. I mean, there's just no way. I mean, you know, they say 50,000 is what was expected to be there. But there's reports coming out that the footprint left behind was something consistent with 200,000 people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you have security and, I mean, like me, I've seen, you know, you had HPD, you had two different security companies there. You know, they have plenty of people there. It's just, how are you going to control 200,000 people?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got people that are, you know, breaking down fences and just, I mean, running right over these things. And they get it under control. But, I mean, honestly, when these things, I mean, if you're a concert goer, if you're, you know, if you know the festivals and how it is, especially here, it's a thing. It's a common knowledge to know that, you know, you're going to, you know, there's people out here that are like, hey, I couldn't get a ticket, but I'm going to try and sneak in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's something that we do.
Could you feel it turn? I know I've been in those big crowd situations where it's all fun, mm-hmm. and then you can feel the energy change to panic and fear.
Well, to be honest with you, it was kind of like that from the beginning.
Right.
Like me personally, I was there at 5 o'clock in the morning. By 7, you already had people in the crowd, you know, bunched up. You had people throwing stuff in the crowd, you know, chips, water, soda. You know, it was to a point where we basically had people's covers, like people were like covering each other.
Mm.
We had blankets over our heads and nobody knew anybody, right? But we're sitting there covering each other like, hey, watch out, heads up, you know, things like that.
Mm.
The turn where it really intensified, I would probably say, is going to be as soon as Travis came on. Of course, everybody's going to get hyped. Of course, everybody's going to get excited and stuff like that. But I would say like where it really, really went to a whole nother level was probably when Drake came out.
Right.
Mm. Mm. But it is a different vibe as well. I mean, like I've been to an Eminem concert and I have to say the crowd there is very different when you go to see a Beyonce one.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
Everyone is hyped up and
definitely
ready to party.
It made, when I saw it on the weekend, it made me think of, and you wouldn't probably know this story, Chuck, Big Day Out many years ago here in Australia, there was a young girl, Jessica, who passed away. I think she was 16 at the time in a crowd crush.
Mm.
And there was lots of discussions and fights between Limp Bizkit and the organizers because there was a special setup they were meant to, a tea setup that they could have in the crowd, which actually separates the crowd into two.
Mm.
And I don't think they ended up doing that. So there are ways to manage giant crowds like that where rather than having 50,000 altogether, you can actually section them off from each other to make smaller.
And I remember going to concerts after there and going to the Big Day Out after there and the amount of security that were at the front just to be able to pull people out of the crowd straight away over the barricade and send them, you know, at the back safely as a result of it.
Sometimes those people really would be annoyed, though, because they're like, I'm fine. Like,
it's so devastating. People were there to have fun.
Yeah.
And then to find out that there's people that have died as a result is just unbelievable.
Well, Chuck, thank you for your time this morning. Yeah. Really appreciate you calling through.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate y'all.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Have you guys started Christmas shopping yet?
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah, kinda. Well, because Rory's birthday's first, but we've got a couple of things that can go either way.
Yeah, right. I love Christmas, so we put up our second Christmas tree over the weekend.
Where have you put it again? Like you got the one in the lounge room. Where's the second?
Upstairs in the dining room.
Mm.
Contemplating a third one in our bedroom just to spice things up. To be honest,
because you get annoyed when my kids put it up. Because you say, no, that's no, it just looks like it's vomit.
Mm. Oh, yeah. See, our children are involved in putting the tree up with us. And then when they go back to their bedroom, Esther and I rearrange it and make it look nice.
Oh, okay.
It's me too.
Yeah.
Why not? 100%.
Until you can reach up high. I don't want just baubles around the bottom of it. God, grow up. But I have just worked out, and this is, I think, mainly for men, a great way to work out what your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever you have wants, maybe even teenage kid, what they want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very hard with my wife to work out what she wants because she's a big online shopper.
Yeah.
She'll mainly just buy.
She'll get it herself.
Yeah. Mm. And I only did this by accident. My phone went flat on the weekend, and so I had to use her phone to look up something on Safari or to Google something.
Ah.
So I opened up Safari on her phone, and I tapped the tab button to open up a new tab.
Mm.
Now, chicks love tabs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I saw, like, 3 years of her life going through those tabs. I'm just flicking, seeing all the dating websites she's on, seeing all the things she'd bought. But I could see on there what she was searching. And I'm like, this is the same thing as what our dads would have done back in the day and seeing their wives flick through a catalogue. I had a catalogue of all the stuff she's been searching.
You can do that. And also with the algorithms, depending on what they do, like your wife is a lot on Facebook, so you could go on Facebook where Esther's always on Instagram. So if you go to the front page, it's generally what they've been looking at. And a lot of people will shop from it. So it will come up with the different shops that they like.
So if you're thinking, I have no idea what to get her, no idea at all, and that's generally me.
Snoop through her phone and hope that you don't see anything that's going to be...
Yeah, you'll either get her a present or a divorce.
Relationship ending.
Either way, she's either getting a gift or half the super. She's getting something.
Oh, look, she wants a younger man.
At least I know what to get then.
Exactly.
And I could probably find one of them.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Queensland will become the Sunshine State when Carnival Spirit arrives in 2022. Carnival Cruise Line. Choose fun.
Stav, Abby and Matt's Underwater Show.
Under the sea.
Ah, the ocean.
Stav, Abby and Matty.
Live from the Great Barrier Reef.
Coo-coo-ca-choo, they find their way back to the big old blue.
As all our big ideas, they start as a little bit of a joke, you know? Like we should do a show underwater. Bet we could talk underwater.
That'd be funny.
Never actually thought it would come off, and we have spoken about it for quite some time. I reckon it's been about a year and a half.
Yeah.
We pitched it to everyone. We're like, yes, let's do it. And we're like, this is a year. We're going to do it from the Great Barrier Reef. We haven't organised anything else. We were talking to scuba divers last week about how we can, because there is... different factors. It's us going down, and I'm fearful of that. But there's also, we need to do a show, so we need to be able to talk.
Yeah, actually broadcast.
Yes.
And we also need to make it palatable as well for people listening, you know, because I don't know about you guys, but anything I've ever seen, like on Geographic...
It's always been a
We should always think that we should make it palatable.
Yeah. But Nemo was pretty clear.
Nemo was.
Like, you could hear everything that they said. So yeah.
But we had Anthony from Fernvale gave us a call last week, and this has got us thinking over the weekend.
I saw on the internet a picture of this device where it's like a helmet and it just pumps oxygen in. So you might not even need to worry about wearing the scuba apparatus and the BCDs and all that sort of stuff.
Like a diving bell, like the old fashioned ones.
Yeah, yeah. So you might not even need to worry about doing training and all that sort of stuff. They might just pressurize everything for you.
And we were saying that we saw it overseas, but it is true. You can actually do it from the Great Barrier Reef. So Ruben from Seawalker Green Island, is that how he explained it? Is that what it actually is? You've got a helmet on?
Yeah, that's right. So it's like the old school bell diving, but it's modernised, so it's very easy for anyone to do.
So it doesn't have the little metal cage over it. You know how you always see that? It's a big metal helmet. It's got
the and someone's up on the deck pumping the air down. And
So it's really, do you take an air tank with you, or is it on a boat nearby?
We've got like a floating platform above you with all the... air compressors and air banks and that, and there's a hose that connects you to the surface.
Do you have to wear a weighted belt to go down?
Yes, because the helmet's very heavy. It's about 35 kilos, the helmet itself, but that's so it doesn't float off you when you're down there, but you will wear a weight belt so that you don't float away as well.
Okay.
I have put on a bit of weight recently, Ruben, so I don't know if I'll need it.
Maybe the fat floats more.
Might need more weight, actually.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Buoyant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'll just hit the food court for the weeks leading up. And...
I mean, you'll do that anyway. and our show goes for 3 hours. How would that be, being down there for that long? We're going to get wrinkly, I guess, but are we all right otherwise?
You might want to wear a wetsuit. You might get a bit cold down there. You might want to take a break halfway through if you need to take a go for a cigarette or whatever you need to do.
Okay. You can't do that down there?
No.
Okay.
Ruben, you can't punch a dart underwater. Surely there's got to be, you know.
Ruben, has anyone freaked out and had to come up or not been able to do it?
No. It's if you could imagine having a warm bath, but slightly lower temperature. It's about the same kind of level of stress.
Abby's really worried about it. She thinks that there's something could go wrong.
No, nothing's going to go wrong. We've taken around 120,000 people from about 2003. So,
all right,
yeah, we know what we're doing.
And what do you have to do if you have to go to the toilet?
Just signal us, and we'll take you back to the beach and take you to the facilities.
Okay,
right.
Let's make sure we all go before we go.
Is there an issue? Because we were originally talking about doing this in a pool, and it was like ha ha ha. But we're actually out in the ocean, so of course you're going to see beautiful animals. But what about animals we don't want to? Like, do you get little sharks there or stingrays?
Hopefully you'll get to see a shark or two.
Awesome.
They're white tip reef sharks.
Oh, they're fine. They're fine.
Little fellas that not to worry about.
They're friendly. Yeah.
How do you know
they're away from
me. Mate, shark guy.
Yeah. Okay. What about stingrays?
You feed them before we get there, don't you, Ruben? So they don't want to eat anything then?
No, during the day they're pretty timid. They're normally sleeping, lying around. Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
I didn't see, Ruben, you're so chill. You're so Cairns, aren't you? North Queensland. You'll be right.
Yeah, it's pretty relaxing up here.
Okay, well, stand by. We're going to have to talk to our engineers first to see if we can get some sort
microphone-y
of
things.
Broadcasting system into these suits. Mm. We'll also get a picture of your suits up on Instagram right now so everyone can see that. And great news as well, because Carnival Cruises are helping us put this together, this show. Mm-hmm. They have also said that they want everyone listening to get involved with the fun. And if you go to b105.com.au and register there, every single day in the lead up, we are going to give away a family cruise.
Right.
I've never been on a cruise. Maybe we should do that instead of the underwater.
You cruise up to the underwater show, jump over the side.
What drama? Will they be able to do a show on a cruise ship?
Oh, no, no. Let me see if Abby can order another cocktail.
Queensland will become the Funshine State when Carnival Spirit arrives in 2022. Carnival Cruise Line, choose fun. If you want to win a cruise, we have one every single day to give away. Register right now, b105.com.au.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.